Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Chicago White Sox fans booing Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez last night. Alex Rodriguez is, of course, or at least was, a Yankee star and one of the best players in baseball. He spent all of this season on the disabled list and made his return to the Yankees lineup last night in Chicago. But he was also suspended by Major League Baseball for 211 games for his role in the Biogenesis scandal, the rest of this season and all of the next. But as you heard from those boos, he still played last night because he's allowed to play while he appeals this suspension. Here to join me as we open the phones to get your A-Rod reactions is NPR's Mike Pesca. Hi, Mike. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks.
So, listeners, we want to hear from you on this. Yankees fans, Mets fans, baseball fans, anyone interested in Alex Rodriguez and the Yankees, give us a call, 212-433-9692. That's 212-433-WNYC. What do you think of A-Rod's career? If this suspension holds, is his career over? Have you been talking about this with your kids if you're a Yankees family? 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. Any Alex Rodriguez defenders out there? We want to hear from you, 212-433-9692. That's 212-433-WNYC. So, Mike Pesca, first, as those calls come in, lots of baseball players have admitted to taking performance-enhancing drugs or failed drug tests, or even players who were convicted of assault were not suspended for 211 games. So why is Alex Rodriguez the villain that MLB – is he the villain that MLB needs to point to right now?
Well, he's perhaps the most loathed player in professional sports, fairly or unfairly, and I think as a journalist I have to use that construction, I'm going to definitely endorse fairly and unfairly. The fair part is, you know, he's just a guy who's seemingly so insecure, and he's, especially as compared to his teammate Derek Jeter, not a natural, wants to be liked so much that he's not liked. And some of the fair part seems to be that, well, he definitely did admit to steroid use when he was a member of the Texas Rangers, and the new Biogenesis scandal shows that he strongly suggests that he has been using it. And then some of the unfair part is just, I don't like the look of that guy's face, so I don't like the fact that he posed shirtless as a centaur and that he dated Madonna and that he once cut across the pitcher's mound in Oakland. So once you get a reputation, that ball seems to roll. I do have to say that the Yankees were happy to get A-Rod back. They were happy to get a teammate and a bat in the lineup that was, you know, better than Brent Lillibridge's, who was going to be the third baseman. But, you know, unlike a lot of guys who are vilified, you don't really see his teammates even really vociferously rallying around him. I mean, when Ryan Braun, the Milwaukee Brewer player, was suspended, his teammates stuck up for the guy and stuck up for his personality. And the Yankees do a lot less of that.
Our board has just lit up. People have some thoughts about A-Rod. Elliot, Manhattanville, what do you think about A-Rod?
First of all, Anna, I think you do a wonderful job on the radio.
Well, I appreciate that.
Mike, I wonder what you and Mike, I've loved your reporting on this issue on NPR. I wonder what you think of
Tell me what you think about A-Rod, Elliot.
I wonder what Mike, you think about my idea that A-Rod, as a matter of personality, seems to need everything to always be about him, which is quite ill-suited to a team sport. And whether it's his relationship with Derek Jeter or, you know, some contract thing, everything always seems to need to be about A-Rod.
Thanks for your call, Elliot. Nicholas in Bayville, Long Island, how about you? What do you think about A-Rod?
Well, I am a fan of A-Rod, and thank you, Mike, for saying that you kind of see both sides of the argument. You know, when I tell my kids that this guy is on steroids and stuff like that, I look upon this as something that this is what you don't do. And I think if A-Rod had to do this whole thing over again, he wouldn't do it again. Is he a narcissist? Yeah, he is, but younger in his life, he wasn't. He has evolved or dissolved into this. But I see the bigger picture here, and that's what I try to instill in my kids. But there is a bigger picture here, that people that a power example in the negative, which obviously he is equally as valuable as people as a power of example in the positive. So for me, I see that there's a lot to be learned from A-Rod, and I don't think that he should get more than 50-game suspension. I think that it would be unfair to do that. I think he should be treated equally like Melky Cabrera, because Melky Cabrera had done the same kind of a gig.
Thanks for your call, Nicholas. I want to play a clip from the press conference last night of Alex Rodriguez responding to what his suspension. Take a listen.
I'm sure there's been mistakes made along the way. We're here now. I'm a human being. I've had two hip surgeries. I've had two knee surgeries. I'm fighting for my life. I have to defend myself. If I don't defend myself, no one else will.
So you hear there, Mike, some passive voice there right at the top. There have been mistakes made. And is that part of why he ended up with 211-game suspension, that he hasn't taken responsibility?
Well, that's just the tip of the steroid iceberg there. What Elliot was saying is right. He is a guy who has to make it about him. Yesterday, ESPN Buster Olney was contrasting him with Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter is purposefully boring and wants to do so. So you never focus on Derek Jeter, and you always focus on what's going on the field. A-Rod, the opposite. His biographer, Selena Roberts, points this out. Tom Verducci, in his book, little details, like how he claps while on the base paths and points to balls that everyone knows what's going on, but A-Rod has to seem to be saying, I'm following the flight of the ball. I know how to tag up properly. I mean, it's a little thing that apparently annoys a lot of his players. What Major League Baseball, why they gave him the 211 games is he, according to them, actively tried to destroy their investigation. Not only was uncooperative, but actually went in and tried to buy the Biogenesis records. Major League Baseball essentially said, actually, it's our job to buy the Biogenesis records and do a deal with the founder of Biogenesis. And on that last caller's point, I just want to say that if you want to argue that if you had it to do over again, you wouldn't. Well, after he gave his press conference where he talked about his period of admitting to using steroids with the Rangers, he said something like that. If I had it to do over again, I wouldn't. Well, what do the last few years prove? It seemed like he did have it to do over again, and there's every indication that he did do the steroids. He's not even in these press conferences denying doing the PEDs. He's just kind of emphasizing process.
We're also getting some calls from Mets fans. Matt in Manhattan, how do you feel watching this news?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm just loving it. I'm a Mets fan, and I think it's unfortunate that they got this extremely talented player. And I think if he had stayed with the Rangers and stayed at shortstop, he would have been in the Hall of Fame. If he laid off the steroids. But Yankees, with all their money and their arrogance, are paying, literally, now. And I'm trying not to laugh too hard and take too much pleasure in it.
I can tell you have just a slight grin on your face there.
Yeah, Mets are a nice young team, and as far as I know, they're steroid-free.
Thanks for your call, Matt. So on that question of money, Russ in Princeton Junction, New Jersey, you've got a question for Mike?
Yeah, Mike, could you explain the implications of A-Rod? He's eventually going to get suspended in terms of the Yankees' payroll and not going over the luxury tax, because the Yankees desperately need some new blood. They got to spend some money, but they don't want to go over the luxury tax.
Yeah, so is this good for the Yankees, Mike?
Well, okay, let's go back one. Mets are not steroid-free. They had a couple players who were suspended in that big batch of Jordani Valdez.
You're ruining his moment, Mike. Yeah, give Matt in Manhattan his moment.
Okay, if it's based on blinders, sure. So, yeah, the Yankees would love not to pay A-Rod. He's definitely not worth the $28 million he's making this year, or the $25 next year, or the $20 the year after that, et cetera, et cetera. And if he's suspended for steroids, they won't have to pay it. But if he, whatever number of games that he's allowed to play, they will be on the hook for that. And they're also right this year. The Yankees have not fielded the team of the highest paid free agents because there is a rule that you don't want to exceed the salary cap for many years in a row. You get penalized. So for the first time ever, the Yankees are in an era where they're exhibiting some cost control for them. They're still the highest paid team in baseball, but a lot of that is dead or, zombie-like money. Like I would maybe include A-Rod's contract in that latter phrase, zombie money.
And before we go, I want to go quickly to Bob in Brooklyn. You have 15 seconds. Bob, what do you think about this news?
Well, I've been a baseball fan since 1944. I was even a Dodgers season ticket holder. A-Rod is absolutely, without a doubt, one of the greatest ball players I've ever seen. And the problem here is that they want to ban him from baseball, and I think overall just banning him for next season is enough. Because
all right.
In 2015, when he comes back, he'll be 40 with diminishing skills.
All right, Bob in Brooklyn, we'll leave on that defense of A-Rod. I'm Anna Sale in for Brian Lehrer. Mike Pesca from NPR, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Anna.
Jamie Floyd is in the guest host chair tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening.